I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Scientists in Japan recently ran tests on the Fukushima nuclear reactor, and they were shocked to find radiation at record high levels, deadly levels, almost 6 years after the meltdown there. The ripple effects of the Fukushima disaster on nuclear policy were felt worldwide. Germany, for example, reacted by speeding up its phase-out of nuclear energy. The country is still struggling to clean up reactors in the former East Germany. And that story, the rise and fall of German nuclear power, is wrapped up in the story of one German family. Anja Krieger reports from Rheinsberg.
Und hier ist Möller mit Besucher.
Going on a tour with Jörg Möller is like traveling back in time. We are standing in a large mint green room with huge control panels under a shiny wooden ceiling. Colorful knobs and switches cover the walls.
Na, jeder kommt ja hier rein und lässt erstmal den Unterkiefer runterfallen und sagt, oh.
It's jaw-dropping, isn't it? Original technology from the 1960s. Today, you could probably manage all the complex processes with just a mouse and a screen.
This is the control room of the Rheinsberg nuclear power plant, the first plant of its kind built in East Germany. Rheinsberg is an hour north of Berlin in the middle of a nature reserve. 50 years ago, this room was cutting edge. My tour guide Jörg Möller leads me through a small corridor. He has blue eyes and gray hair, and he's clearly having fun. Jörg pulls back an old yellow curtain, revealing a pitch-black porthole. Almost 10 feet of glass separate us from the former reactor. Jörg has been working at the power plant for over 30 years. For him, this is a family story. His father was a physicist and helped build the plant.
He was a young man and trying to build a life with three kids. We lived at our grandparents' house and needed our own place. Then he got the offer from the nuclear power plant to work there as a physicist. It was pretty tempting.
For the Möller family, the nuclear power plant created an opportunity to finally settle down. Because in Rheinsberg, a whole neighborhood was being built for local engineers.
For Dad, it was actually something very special. The technology was completely new. My father traveled to the Soviet Union to study and get qualified. He was part of this first generation that constructed, built and launched the plant.
As a teenager, Möller only had a vague idea of what his father did. He was more interested in building machines than splitting atoms. He decided to study mechanical engineering, and while studying in the city of Magdeburg, he fell in love. But there was one thing he couldn't forget, his hometown.
I have to say, I'm a bit in love with this town, and this love has grown. I wanted to return home, but in a small town, it's not easy to find a job as an engineer. So the nuclear power plant looked like a good employer.
Möller and his wife Ina moved back to Rheinsberg. And in the 80s, both of them found jobs at the nuclear plant, where Möller's father still worked. In 1986, East Germans saw just how dangerous nuclear energy could be. Far to the east, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded and sent a radioactive cloud into the sky. The Rheinsberg reactor was a different model, but it was getting old. After the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, the Rheinsberg plant wasn't considered safe anymore. For Möller, the work isn't over yet. He's dedicated his professional life to dismantling the power plant that his father helped build. I asked Möller if he felt like he was undoing or devaluing his father's work.
Rückgängig machen.
Nee, glaube ich nicht und glaube ich sieht ja auch nicht. Man ist in Rheinsberg eigentlich den geplanten Weg gegangen.
No, I don't think so. I believe my father doesn't think so either. The retirement of the plant was according to plan. Its time had simply come.
In the 60s, the Rheinsberg nuclear power plant was a symbol of the future. Now it's a thing of the past. And closing down the facility has already taken longer than the plant was in operation. 10 years ago, engineers finally removed the reactor. They wrapped the radioactive material in a protective sleeve and they lowered the whole thing onto a huge train car.
Dann letztendlich nur noch mit einer Plane abgedeckt den Reaktor.
We just put a cover on the train car and brought the reactor up to Greifswald. It's been sitting for years in our temporary storage facility.
Even though it has taken a lot of work to clean up Rheinsberg, Möller still believes there might be a future for nuclear energy. He just thinks we need long-term solutions for nuclear waste.
Wir haben bis heute kein Endlager.
We don't have a permanent repository for nuclear waste. Every ton is still a burden.
At the end of our tour, Jörg takes me outside. We stop at a metal fence where a sign says radioactive control area. It looks like a messy construction site with huge heaps of soil and a giant white sheet. Even though the waste has been removed, engineers still have to play it safe.
Die Inhaltsstoffe sind komplett weg, aber die Baukörper müssen ja raus.
The contents are gone, but the structures still have to be demolished.
It only took two generations for nuclear energy to rise and fall in Germany. After the meltdown in Fukushima, Japan, Germany sped up its plans to close all its nuclear power plants. That's supposed to happen in the next 6 years. Jörg Möller says that's just how it goes.
Ja, es hat alles seine Zeit. Alles ist vergänglich.
Everything has its time. Everything is transitory. Just like this here.
For the world, Anja Krieger, Rheinsberg, Germany.
And speaking of things atomic, tomorrow we'll talk dystopian literature. We used to scare ourselves with stories of atomic annihilation. Now sci-fi and fantasy give us a lot more to fear.
It's not just nuclear winter anymore. There are so many other ways that people perceive we could have that kind of apocalyptic future.
More on that tomorrow, right here on The World.